Hello, this is Calendar's James Webster here. It's just coming up to 4 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, and I've just got back from a hair salon on Hull Road in Anlaby Common in Hull. And it's one of the first hair salons in Hull to be trying a new idea that the NHS round here hope will get more people going to be screened for some of the most common and treatable forms of cancer. So staff from hair salons right across the city are being invited to go along to sessions where they're being taught about the telltale signs of different types of cancer, some of the symptoms that people might present. And the reason for this is because, as I'm sure you know, when you go to the hair salon, you'll chat about anything you might chat about. Where you're going on holiday, things you're planning to do for Christmas, places that you've been to, the things that you're planning on doing. Lots of people really treat their hairdressers as friends. They go there every 6 weeks or so. So your hairdresser is somebody who the chances are you know pretty well and who knows you. So if there is something worrying you, the NHS think you're probably more likely to chat about it quite inconsequentially with your hairdresser. And what they want to do is give the hairdressers the knowledge so that if they hear you chatting about some health concern that you might have, that they can point you in the right direction of some of the health services that might be able to help you out. So if you've got a symptom that perhaps could be a telltale sign of something more worrying, if you go get it checked out early, the chances are it is very treatable. And the overall idea is that this will increase the number of people going to be screened for things like breast cancer and bowel cancer and cervical cancer, and ultimately it will hopefully increase the survival rates of these diseases, because in Hull it is one of the most common causes of early death. The NHS says a third of early deaths in this area are caused by cancer, and that's a statistic they want to reduce, and they think that this is one way they can do it. Well, this afternoon I've been speaking to one of the hair salon owners who's got involved, and someone from NHS Hull, and also a couple of the customers in this hairdressing salon. While they were having their blow dries, they were telling me what they think, and they think it's a great idea. And you can see more about this on Calendar tonight at 6 on ITV1.